Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back and relax. Let's chat about what is happening up in the stars above for today. And it's pretty much a quiet day. Emotionally, we may be experiencing some ups and downs, some moodiness, but for the most part, there isn't anything of major. There's things happening of importance, just not the kind that would upset your apple cart, or let's hope not anyway. I hope everybody's having a good day so far. Right now, we have a slow start to the morning as the moon is in void, of course, which means that it isn't making any new contacts to any planets until 9:18 a.m. my time, noon 18 for you all on the East Coast, when the moon moves out of the sign of Gemini and into the sign of Cancer. What's very interesting today, also, the planet Mercury, Gemini's ruler, moves out of Gemini and into Cancer as well. And the moon and Mercury are doing this fairly close together, Mercury and Gemini, until 1:05 p.m. my time, 4:05 p.m. for you all on the East Coast. And that means that the moon and Mercury will also come into a conjunction today. And that will happen at 8:43 my time. So what's that, 11:43 for you all on the East Coast. But they will conjunct in the sign of Gemini. And then the moon moves off into Cancer, and Mercury and the moon don't catch up with one another again until next month. So it's always fun to take a look at planets and what they're doing, especially these two. The moon, of course, is emotion and will soon be in a sign she rules. Right now, Mercury kind of is ruling logic, as it is in the sign of Gemini, the sign it rules. So logic and ideas and facts and figures and all of that type of thing. So when the moon conjuncts Mercury, we have sort of the blending then of emotion and the facts and the figures coming together. So when I think about the day in general today, I would say that this morning, if you can do this before 1:05, when Mercury actually moves into Cancer, if you have something important today to say, let's get it said early, right? Because especially if it's something of importance to you, something where you need clarity of mind, where you need access to numbers or to, you know, information, do it early. If later you want to be talking about emotions, or you want to be emotionally connected to whatever it is that you're talking about, then do that later today, as that is when the emotional component will pick up. So facts and figures this morning and emotional connection later on in the day today. So that's how we start our day. Literally, that's about all there is to talk about for the day today. Let's say good morning to everybody out there. Hi, the two Michelles. Good to see you, Michelle Shiaka and Michelle Gay. Good morning, Mimi. Good morning, Laura. It's great to see you. Vanita, good morning. Sarah and Patricia, good morning to you ladies. And I hope everybody so far having a good day. So we have the moon conjunct Mercury, like I said, at 8:43. They're conjuncting in the sign of Gemini. So, and that puts it at the 29th degree. And the 29th degree, as you all know, is, or have, you know, heard me talk about, is the degree of karma. Or it's sort of a karmic degree, but I don't use the word karma in a way that's usually upsetting, or in a way that's like retribution for something. Although, you know, karma can mean many different things. So when I think about a 29th degree, I always think about the ability to sit at the end of a sign, and every sign has its qualities. Every sign has its skills. Every sign has its high and low frequency. But when we sit at the 29th degree, we are in the culmination point of the energy that has gone on before us. And for at least the planet Mercury, then the culmination point is all of the ideas, the inspiration, the things you've chosen to talk about, the things that you want to talk about, the contents of your mind, your curiosity, all coming together at the last degree. And before it changes signs, it gives us an opportunity in retrospect to look back and see what do we want to take with us on the journey into the next sign. Now, as soon as it crosses over into Cancer, we begin the accumulation of the lessons of Mercury in Cancer, which would be about watching our emotional tone, watching, you know, being able to tell a story with the emotion is the high side of that energy. Being able to, or at the low frequency would be speaking emotionally or lashing out emotionally in response to something that you get triggered by or things that are going on around you. So we're learning about emotion as we move on. But for right now, in this moment, we're looking back over the use of the mind for facts and figures, for logic, and for being inspired to think about new things and to be able to connect with the speech of what it is we want to say and share to those new ideas and new things. So I hope that makes sense to everybody. We're only sitting there for a little bit, and then we move off into 0 degrees of Cancer. Zero is also a profound degree as it sets the tone for what's to come. So 0 degrees, we're looking forward into the sign. 29 degrees, we're looking backwards into the sign. It's sort of a Jupiter moment. Jupiter is also associated with the god, with the Norse god Janus, J-A-N-U-S, who was the two-headed god, right? He had one face forward, looking into the future, and one looking into the past, and then all brought together in the present moment. That's kind of what we get when we're at the 0 degrees of a sign. All is possible, and we are holding on to everything that we've learned up until that point. So interesting stuff for us today as the planet Mercury is ruling, of course, everything to do with our mind and our communication. And the moon is all about our emotions and timing in some respects as well, and also taking us deeper into our soul. So the soul of emotions is what we look at next. And the speaking of emotions, the ability to connect with emotions coming up next as well. So later in the day, I should have checked the time. I want to say it's like 2 o'clock. I don't have that open anymore. Later in the day, Uranus and the moon tangle together. And anytime we put Uranus in the mix, you know, there's the possibility for surprises, for upsets, for revelation, for ahas, for an awakening of some sort. And on this level, the moon sextile Uranus may be a more gentle sort of awakening than one that we often get with Uranus. It's more like the mood later in the day, kind of gently rising and falling, as opposed to the jagged ups and downs that sometimes can happen, depending on the sign Uranus is in and the planet that is making the connection. So I would expect a little bit of, I want to use the word volatile or volatility, but I don't want you to think of that as a negative word or as something that says, wow, up, wow, down. Volatile can also mean, you know, this rolling motion, right? It's not static. So we have a bit of this up and down going on with our moods and also with the things that may be going on out there. So not a bad day, right? Not bad at all. Just sort of up and down and some changes, of course, with the change of both the moon and Mercury into the sign of Cancer. Let's see who else is out there. Asa, good morning to you, sweetie. Good morning, Rebecca and Jacqueline. Good morning to you. Sounds like everybody's up and at 'em this morning, but not necessarily chipper, maybe. Hard to say with just good mornings. Anything uppermost on anybody's mind, please bring that up. We have the time this morning. I'm going to take us into the Pleiadian Earth energy for the day, which is 7 intuiting. You would think that those are pretty obvious. 7 is a highly spiritual number, but in the Pleiadian energy, it is the universal energy of merging, bringing things together, right? Joining minds, joining hearts, joining together different ideas. It reminds me of, you know, when we were kids, or maybe we still do it now sometimes when you're sitting in a field or a meadow and you've got all those little daisies and you chain them together, right? You're creating a daisy chain. It is that kind of energy today where we're bringing different points together and creating a daisy chain, if you will, or a dandelion chain, or, you know, just think about when we're weaving these things together. That's the energy, the universal energy is about weaving the grander story, bringing all the disparate parts together. And the earth energy of the day is intuiting. That makes totally perfect good sense to me because we have the moon moving into Cancer and we have the planet Mercury moving into Cancer. Cancer being a water sign is also one of intuition and instinct. Now, I link the two together. Intuition and instinct are a function in the body. I know that may be surprising to some of you because we think of our intuition as something coming from the mind or coming, you know, from the third eye. And the third eye, of course, being attached to the frontal lobe of and the pituitary gland and the pineal gland right here, right through into the brain, which puts it in the relative purview of the mind energy. But intuition and instinct, while it may be perceived as coming in from on high, if you will, it's really a function of the body. The body sets off the response to the intuition. And that's why we say often when you watch somebody in meditation, usually they're sitting, sit with your tailbone and, you know, your sits bones flat on the ground or flat on a chair, putting your feet flat on the ground. And that is because it is then that we form the conduit in our body to be able to interpret the intuitive information that's coming through. It is literally not something happening up here. And when we relegate it to the mind, then it can be imprecise and it can be incorrect. And it can be something that we question then, right? If we let our mind work through it, then it's something we don't take action on in the moment, because in the mind, it's all about the thinking process. In the body, it is instinct and it reacts in the moment. Hope that makes sense to everybody, right? Because your intuition and your instinct do not come from your mind. It's not there. It just isn't there. Good morning, Debbie. Good morning, EG, and great to see you out there. Sarah says, that's exactly how I'm feeling this morning, ready to merge and connect with patience. Patience, yes, that's one of the energies of the week, right? One of the energies we talked about last week for the next foreseeable days was Mars in a gate that sometimes is impatient. And we also have the Earth sitting at the gate 5, which the shadow of is impatience. And then we have the gift of patience. So we're looking up to the energy of patience. We're looking for patience. And relatively speaking, there is patience out there, but it's impatient patience, if you know what I mean by that. It's that I'm holding, but I'm only going to do it for a little bit longer, right? I'm only holding on here just for a little bit longer. I have patience today. I have patience in this moment. I'm not sure that that's going to be able to be moved on into the next day, right? Every day for me personally, anyway, it's a moment by moment check-in with patience. And am I going to be able to hold the energy of patience, or am I going to devolve into impatience and scrub my life? Because that's where I am. And I think a lot of people may be feeling there, right? Feeling like they're there. It's that, you know, we've been holding on, we've been holding the line, we've been doing our work, we're not seeing the results perhaps, or we're not feeling that we're making movement. And it's when we are feeling that we're not making movement, particularly for those of you who are the generator types, frustration sets in. And when frustration sets in, we can do all kinds of chaotic things. We can leap out of or into things. There's a bit of a restless energy behind the scenes that, you know, Gemini, the sun in Gemini is bringing us. The opposition point to Sagittarius with the sun is also bringing that to us. So every day for me, it's like a moment by moment thing. Do I hold on? Do I stay this course, or do I throw it all out and crash and burn it all down and start all over again? Right. So that every day, literally over the past couple of days, that's how I felt. And I'm sure if I'm feeling it, others are feeling it as well. All I can say is to hold to patience, tune in with your intuition, with your body. What is your body's wisdom saying? And live from that point, not from that knee jerk or that reactive energy. If we live from that reactive energy, all kinds of chaos is created. We find ourselves in all kinds of trouble later. It might feel good in the moment to say, bleep you, I'm out of here. And you make that move. And then 10 minutes later, you're like, oh, yeah, yeah. What did I do? What did I say? Why did I do that? Right? Because in a moment, your life can change. In a breath, your life can change. So hold tight, everybody. Just hold tight. Good morning, Irina. Good morning, Allison. Laura says, would you be able to do a WOTA reading for me today, please? We actually have time. So yes, I will. And let's see what else is going on here. Debbie Tibbetts, good morning. She says, all we have is this very moment. It's Tibbetts 2 meal. I always shorten it. I should just say Debbie 2 meal. Sarah, yes, yesterday was high strung out of nowhere. I felt like I couldn't stop and breathe. Trisha Gelder, good morning. Me too, Janet. You and I have the same birthday too. I always remember that, Trisha. And that means you and I are under the gun. I mean, plain and simple. Especially because today, well, yeah, today, oh my gosh, today the moon and Mercury are literally sitting on top of our natal suns, Trisha. So no wonder I'm feeling pressure. I bet you are too. Sarah Raven's Eye, I'm a Gemini moon myself, but in four degrees. Yeah. So, you know, you're beyond the point at which, although later in the week for you, Sarah, Saturday, Venus moves into Gemini. So sometime next week, Venus will be sitting on top of your moon. That's going to make things feel good. It's probably going to increase romance or increase creative energy, increase loving energy. So if you're feeling a little crazy right now, next week should be a whole lot better for you. So you can write down, I can find the date for you if you want to know which date exactly it would be as well. Okay, so the craziness, yeah, talked about that. So today, staying in your intuitive body, listening to your body, listening to the wisdom in your body, as opposed to the mind that leaps from one thing to another, that constantly has us, you know, upset. Sometimes it has a, if you're focusing on something in particular, let's say you're using your mind energy to create, right? That's the proper use of your mind and it's working for you. But if you notice something in your life that's out of sorts, or let's say you've had an argument with somebody this morning and, or anybody, or even any time today, the mind picks up that argument and starts to do what? It tells you all of the things that you should have said. It tells you all the ways that that person is wrong. It tells you all, it just blabbers at you on and on and on and on. Before long, what you've got is this tirade going on in the mind of things that literally may not even be true. And it creates then the emotional feeling of anger or upset or frustration. And now you are totally out of the moment. So the mind itself is capricious. It moves around and dances through various ideas and thinking processes, can take us down or it can lead us up, right? It's capricious energy. The body itself is always steady. The body energy is steady energy. You can depend on the body's wisdom, where you may not necessarily always be able to depend on what it is that's going on in your mind, nor should you, because we know that the mind is only an awareness center. It has no energy. It's only awareness. It's picking up ideas and making connections and recalling pasts and looking at the future. And it has awareness, but it has no energy to take action. All the actionable energy happens below the neck in your body. right, through your energy centers that are considered to be motors, the solar plexus where your emotions are, the ego energy or will energy or heart energy. The spleen is not necessarily an energy for taking action, but it is an energy that the awareness is intuitive. You have your sacral center, which is an energy for direct action, and the root center, which is impulse, right? The movement forward, the jump out. And Tricia, 1st and 2nd of June, or 1st and 3rd of June, had people dump their stuff on me. It got me down. I wonder where your natal Mercury is. I can't remember if you're, I don't think we're the same age. My natal Mercury is in Cancer, my natal Sun in Gemini. So you may be, you know, on the receiving of the dump because maybe Mercury's there and the moon passing over Mercury could have created that for you. Oh, but you don't have to take on other people's stuff either, right? You could just let that go. All right. Any questions about anything we've been talking about so far this morning? If so, go ahead and put that in here. Next, I want to show you a teaching moment. not as if anything I'm saying already isn't sort of a teaching moment, but I noticed something that I do almost every day when I'm setting up the charts and so forth in the morning. And I thought, wow, I wonder if this is something that I can share with everybody. I didn't mean your personal moon. I meant your natal Mercury, Tricia. So this is maybe something I can share with everybody that could be a teachable moment. And what I'm looking at this morning is this here, this grid. If you guys are using Astrodynst or astro.com to pull up charts, which I always do, I always use it. I can't even use the program that I bought anymore because it just doesn't make sense to me because I've used this program for so long. So I still use this program. And what we're going to be talking about is this grid. And you may have seen this before in, you know, when I show charts because I do this almost every day. So today we're going to talk about what is the information that's held here in this particular grid. When you look at the grid down the left side of the grid of the table, you see the letters F, A, E, and W, which are the elements of fire, air, earth, and water. And all of the planets are in signs that are either fire, air, earth, or water. They're called the quadruplicities, I do believe, in old time astrology, right? So the quadruplicities. And that's just because the signs can be divided up into four. There's 12 signs, so that means there are three fire, three air, three earth, and three water signs, okay? So if you want, let's just talk about fire would be Leo, Sagittarius, and Aries. Air would be Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Earth would be Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo. And water is Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio. So that arranges our signs in elements. And each of the elements have specific qualities. For example, fire energy is a creative energy. It's passion energy. It's immolation, right? We can destroy through fire and rebuild. Air energy is the mind's energy. It's about information. It's about thought. It's about ideas. And it's about the use of the mind, learning, teaching, etc. Earth energies are your grounded energies. They're loyal. It's the energy of the earth itself, right? Where we plant things and we have patience and we wait. We're practical and we move forward in a sort of organically practical way. The water signs are emotion. And we know what that means, right? We have memory. We have all of the expression of the emotions and the ability to tune in to what's going on beneath the surface. And as emotion energy is also flows in waves, we have the energy of moods, ups and downs, etc., among other things for each one of those kinds of qualities. Now, across the top of this chart, you see the letters C, F, and M. These are the modes. The modes would be maybe called the triplicities, and the modes tell us how the energy works. So the C is cardinal. It is initiating energy. It takes the bull by the horn and begins the process of making it move, right? It begins the energy movement. So it's initiating kind of energy. And then we have fixed signs, and your fixed signs are the ones that stay the course. They're stable, they're kind of dug in, and they are loyal energies. And then the M is for mutable. The mutable signs are adaptable, changeable, they're versatile, they move, and they move with the flow of change. Where, for example, a fixed sign isn't so much wanting change. They like it very much the way it is. Thank you very much. I'm staying here, right? It takes a lot of energy to make a fixed sign move. It takes relatively little energy to make a mutable sign move. A cardinal sign is always up for the party. They don't always stay the course. Their job is to get things started, right? Get the ball rolling, and then they move on. So any questions about that so far? Now, what I do every day is I want to take a look at what is the filter of the day. So I already knew, I could have guessed this morning before I even got up that the energy filter for today was going to be Cancer, because I was already tuned into the moods, right? I was already feeling this up and down sort of, I could tune in, I could with a thought tune in, and I would be immediately feeling an emotion attached to the thought. So it was really an interesting thing as I was like, oh yeah, I get it. Today's going to be that day, right? It's going to be one of, or a series of those days. So what I do is I take in this column, the cardinal column, and I add all of the different symbols up that I see here, and then I get a total. So under the cardinal energies today was the number 10. There are 10 pieces on the chessboard that I use in cardinal signs. There were 4 fixed signs. There were 9 in mutable signs. We're catching up there, but it's 9 in mutable signs. And then I do the same thing going across with the elements. So the element of fire has 4 planets. The element of air has 4 planets. The element of earth had 7, and the element of water had 8. So then I take my 2 highest numbers. So I'm taking cardinal water. Cardinal water is Cancer, right? Cardinal water is Cancer. So the filter that we're all under for the day, because of the preponderance of energies the planets find themselves placed in, is about Cancer. So it is an emotional day. It may be a day for coming inward, for protecting oneself, for being security oriented, for choosing stability over change, perhaps, even though cardinal Cancer is willing to make new steps, but it kind of takes that sideways trip to get there, right? It doesn't go head on into something. It sort of backs into or moves sideways, watching a crab on the beach, right? What you see is a crab kind of moving this way, although its general trend is maybe moving forward. So today we're all kind of in resonance in behind the scenes with the energy of Cancer. It's sort of the filter around the earth today, let's say, or it's the filter of the general atmosphere on the planet today is about Cancer energy. So I hope that makes sense to people. Kathy Miller, good morning. Happy days. Looking forward to new adventures and new friends. I love it. Irina, excellent recap. Trisha, sorry, it cut off. Mercury in Cancer. Natal. Yes, that's why. That is why, right? People, so you've got to be able to draw that line, Trisha, and not let people dump their stuff on you unless you're getting paid for it and it's your job, right? If your job is that of a counselor and people have a lot of things that they're bringing to you, it's your job then to move through that with them or to help them move through it, not to absorb it yourself. So I always have to remember that because I am open enough that I tend to absorb some of that stuff from other people, and then it ends up coloring my day. And I always have to shake myself out of that and go, wait a minute, whose feeling are you feeling? And that really for all of us is kind of today, right? With the major filter through Cancer, cardinal water, we may be sort of feeling or absorbing things that are going on from around us or around the world. Particularly if you have an open emotional center in your human design, today you may be really tempted to broadcast other people's emotions. So make sure you do a check-in. Whose emotion is this? What am I feeling? Is this mine? Does this feel good to me? If it doesn't, there it goes, right? because that isn't yours. Okay. Let's see. Chanel, good morning to you. Thank you for explaining. I was wondering what the box meant on the chart. I just had this feeling that people might be wondering that because I'm often doing this, right? I'm showing you this chart and you're seeing, someday I'll explain this one. This one's much more complicated, but this one's pretty easy to understand, right? This has given us the idea of what the day is about, what the energy of the chart is for that moment. You can do this for yourself personally as well. So if you pulled your natal chart, right, your natal chart would look like this, only this is just the energy for the day. So I draw this chart up and I ask the program to give me the chart of the day. So if today were an entity, a person, a personality, this is what it would be. But you all can pull a chart for yourself as well. The same grid would be there. And you can find out what is the personal filter that you look through the world through. What is the filter that you personally look at the world through? And you may find, wow, that's so interesting, right? I always suspect, I can't even remember what mine is now that I think about it, but I suspect mine is a filter of fire. And I think that's because I have 5 planets in Leo, and that colors the energy of my Gemini self. There's a lot of creative energy, a lot of fire, passion, right? If I'm passionate about something, I go for it, which in and of itself can create some issues. So take, you know, a moment, look at your own and add it up and find out what it is that your filter is. So let's go through what the cardinal signs are, because I don't think I mentioned those. I told you what each of the elements were, but the cardinal signs, and I'm going to, are Aries. They're all the ones that are on the seasons, right? So Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, right? So Aries is cardinal fire, Cancer, cardinal water, and Libra, cardinal air, and Capricorn, cardinal earth. Okay. Now, if you go to the next one over, it is the fixed signs. The fixed signs would be the second one into the week, into the month or the year. Taurus is cardinal earth. Leo is cardinal fire. Scorpio, cardinal water. Aquarius is cardinal air. And then if we go to the mutable signs, we have Gemini is mutable air. And then we have what comes next? Virgo is cardinal, is mutable earth. And then we have Sagittarius is mutable fire. And then we have, fire. What comes after that? Mutable air is Gemini. We did all 4, right? So we have mutable or Gemini, Pisces. Oh, mutable water. Pisces is mutable water. So that gives us the mutable signs, the cardinal signs, and the fixed signs. Okay. Laura, does that filter change daily for us? Your main filter is from your natal chart. It always stays in play. Now, every year when you have your birthday, for example, there may be a new filter that you're looking through. It kind of colors, it adds to. It's another spice put into the pot of your life, right? The same thing on a daily basis, right? We have a filter today of Cancer. So even though we may always have, you know, this filter going on of Leo or fixed fire, today your Cancer energy is feeding into that. So emotional at being stuck, perhaps. It could play out in many different keywords. We could use different words to describe it. But yeah, your one from birth is always there, but it gets filtered periodically by changed, spiced up a bit by the other filters that are going through the system. So you're a fire dominated person, Irina. That's great. This is why I love your life so much. It's that fire energy. Okay. Any questions about that? Go ahead and type those in there. Now, Laura asked me to do a Woto reading for her. So I'm going to do that. Laura, I've got my Wisdom of the Oracle cards here for you. And I will be happy to do that and see what's going on. That's funny. I'm going to keep that one out. That's weird. I'm just seeing if there's another card, Laura, because I don't know why I would question that, but okay. There isn't another card forthcoming, but this is the one that I drew for you. And this is really interesting because it was the card yesterday that I drew for us for the week, I believe it was, if not for the new moon. And it was the card Round and Round. It is card number 25. So it is a 7. It has a spiritual component to it. Let's take a look and read it for everybody. I don't know if you were on yesterday, Laura, but yesterday morning we drew that card for the week and literally it popped out and jumped out at me. And by the way, it was drawn right side up. So we're reading the regular message. So the Round and Round, the essential meaning for the card was the spiral quality of events when a lesson isn't quite integrated. Cycles you are challenged to break, revisiting a pattern from a new perspective. So the Oracle's message says, the appearance of this card is a reminder that although it may appear that you've gone backward, the truth is that you are standing at a higher level, looking down into your circumstances. You will learn something, do something better, and break a cycle set up in the past. You actually have a bird's eye view of your initial footprints and can access the wisdom and the lessons learned. Now, there are two other parts that I can read when reading the message, and I think I'm going to go ahead and read them to you today. One is the relationship message, and the second one is a prosperity message that comes with the card. I'm just feeling like you need both messages from that today rather than just the standard message. So the relationship message says, are you wondering, how did I get here again? Does something feel familiar right now in your dynamics with others? Maybe a little too familiar? Don't be surprised that you found yourself repeating an old story with the same sort of person who may not look similar, but who attracted you because of your easy acquaintance with his or her qualities. Your relationship is a mix of what is good and what is potentially challenging. You've been drawn to this person through the perfection of Spirit's plan for your evolution. You may have circled back to an accustomed spot, a familiar place, but that's fine as you get to do things again, only differently this time, for you've learned something of great value since the last time around. How will you choose to behave now that you're aware? Remain curious and stay out of the blame game. The prosperity message in this one. And the prosperity message would be related to money, to abundance, but also to your work. So if you're in a scenario that appears to be an echo of something that's already happened in the past in your work life, it is because you're being invited to see what you couldn't see before. This is a perfect time for you to look at the deeper motives you have and your attraction to the opportunities and people who have entered your life to be part of your journey to prosperity. Who helps you navigate? Who sabotages you? Who supports you? What are the familiar signs and your responses to them when you find yourself in a repeat of a pattern of the past? It's a good time to get a coach or mentor who can help you see what you can't on your own. Repeat what works, not what doesn't. Then you will free yourself from the old cycles and cease going round and round. Wow. Laura, I feel like you called us to do that so that I would read that entire thing because I have a feeling it pertains to every one of us today in some way, shape, or form. Good morning, Latricia. Sarah, something I do have a lot of air when it comes to my moon. Okay, what am I doing here? But I do have a lot of air when it comes to my moon and ascendant. Also, I sometimes feel energy of Libra, sometimes being so close to it, only being 2 degrees into Scorpio sun. You know, that's really a great observation. You all have all of the signs represented in your chart. So if I drew a chart of some random person, they're going to have all 12 of those signs in their chart. So in some ways, they're going to express the energies of Libra or whatever the signs are, right? It's how we put the story together, how we weave it all, that tells us how that energy is going to show up. For example, if you have Libra on the 10th house of career, then It's going to show up in ways that maybe you're indecisive about what career path to choose. Maybe the best thing that you choose is some kind of diplomatic position where either you're in a position of maybe it's politics or maybe it is counseling or maybe it's, you know, advocate work, right? Because that's the placement of Libra in your chart. What colors it would be what planets might be sitting in there, right? What planets are sitting in that area? That's going to color every sign in the chart. Is there a planet in there? What planet is it? What's the ruling sign? Where's the ruler of that sign? So Libra is ruled by Venus. Where's Venus in your chart? Because that's going to tell us then what plays out in the 10th house of career as well, right? So it's complex. Yes, it is. But there are certain key things that I like to make people remember is that you are all of it. You're not missing anything. You may have a house in your chart that has nothing in it, but it doesn't mean there's nothing going on in that part of your life. Same thing. You may have a sign and you don't have any planets in it, but it doesn't mean there isn't any energy or qualities of that sign that aren't being expressed in your life somewhere. Hope that makes sense to everybody. That's a great question. And Laura, you're most welcome. Elisa, good morning, or Eliza. I'm not sure how you say that, but either way, good morning. Thank you for coming. Diane Pegram, Cancer Sun and Ascendant Moon in Libra. I have a feeling many changes are ahead. Indeed, right? Anywhere Cancer and Capricorn are in your charts right now, it's forming the axis of the North Node and the South Node. One end of it, destruction and, you know, kind of breaking things down, and the other end, building up what comes next. Right? Nurturing the correct thing because it's Cancer, nurturing what the new is, the new potential. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, what do I have to let go of? What's being destroyed? What wasn't sustainable? Right? And now I'm building in favor of sustainability and it has to be nurturing. Right? So I hope that makes sense to people too. Good morning, Paige. Good to see you. Could I have a reading, please? I'm assuming you would like a card reading. So Paige, this is for you. And a lot of Capricorn and Scorpio tied for cardinal earth and fixed water. That's an interesting combination. this jumped out for me, for you, Paige, and it's an upside down card, which just literally means it's a little bit more focus for you. And it's the chop wood card, card number 42, which is a six. It's got a little broom with spirit's face in the broom. Can you guys see that? Spirit's face in the broom. So spirit, even in the mundane, sweeping perhaps. And I love that there's a ribbon on the broom. I kind of feel like I need to do that with my vacuum, so I have a more fun time playing with my vacuum. That sucks. Okay, here we go. Chop wood, card 42. And this is for you, Paige. And it was upside down. I'm going to read the general meaning and then the protection mode for this card for you. Essential meanings of the card chop wood is being grounded in everyday experience and humility. The oracle's message in protection is, are you an armchair astronaut? Do you dream of wealth and fame, big ideas, inventions, or desires with a capital D? The appearance of this card is a sign that you might be devoting far too much time to dreaming and talking about your dreams. You have to get out of the chair to make things happen. You actually have to do something. Start with a small task. Remember, the big dream becomes reality only after you have begun to take incremental steps. Mythologist Joseph Campbell once said, take one step towards the gods and they will take 10 steps towards you. Good card. Good card. I think that's a good reminder for all of us too, right? Rome wasn't built in a day, and we have to take a step in order to find, you know, we can't just sit there and say all about all the things that aren't happening, because we actually have to take some steps to make things happen. It's very Virgo energy. That card reminds me of Virgo, the sixth house in a chart, where we're saying something like put the rubber to the road, where the rubber meets the road, right? Meaning, you know, coming out of the fifth house of creativity and ideas that are flooding in, that creative impulse, it's all for naught if you don't take a step forward. That's what this card seems to be saying for you, Paige. So thank you for joining us this morning. I don't remember seeing you here before, so I'm happy to meet you. Somebody else asked for a reading. Can I have a card reading, please? Did I do that for you, Elisa? Elisa? I don't think I did. So I bet it's the one. Wow. Okay. So, Patricia. Oh, I just lost my, I'm totally lost for a moment here. Whose card was the chop wood card? I think that was Paige's, right? So it means that Elisa and Latricia both need a reading. So Elisa, I'm going to do yours right now. And then I will do, okay, thank you, sweetie. Oh God, yours is popping out too. Oh, two popped out for you. One is come to the edge. Come to the edge, card 36, and it's right side up. And the other one is the tribe. Turn it right side up so you can see it for a moment. Card number 8, the tribe, but it was upside down. So let's take a look and see what those cards mean. So card 36, come to the edge, was the first one that was on top anyway. So we'll do that one first. 36. There we go. Come to the edge says courage. Taking a leap of faith, overcoming fear, and accepting risk. The Oracle's message for that card is facing the unknown is the only choice you really have right now if you want to progress. It's okay to be afraid. Now is the time to take a risk that is not calculated. To feel the exhilaration as you ready yourself for a leap of faith. Spirit is present, so let go of fear. You are called to express your true self. Listen to your heart and soul, not your head. Come to the edge and discover that you can fly. You must step into the unfamiliar so that you may find your miracles. Remember, this is a week of wormholes and miracles, right? Wormholes, like shortcuts that lead us to a miracle. The tribe, however, card number 8 was in protection. And gosh, I'm not sure we've had this card in a while anyway. The essential meaning of the tribe card is community, belonging, being seen and understood by others, like-minded connections, a sense of family and friendship, knowing your place in the world. The protection message says, beware of compromising your integrity in order to belong. How do you dim your light or change yourself so others will accept you in the world or in the tribe? Do you hide who you really are in order to play a role within the larger whole? This will never fulfill you. Now is the time to assess your willingness to be real. Stand tall. Be you. Authenticity is true self-expression and the only way to empower yourself. Don't be afraid to be yourself and step into the role that your heart tells you to take. Making yourself small bears too high of a cost. Wow, I hope that makes sense to you. That's a great combination of cards. And here's what I suspected when I saw them. One, come to the edge. I already knew that was going to be about taking a leap, taking some risks, you know, doing something different. And I wondered if doing something different might mean separating yourself or moving away from the people or the tribe or community that has maybe held you down. That was sort of in my mind as soon as I saw those cards, Elisa. So step out of the dark. She says, wow, this is amazing. Thank you. I needed to hear that. Awesome. Okay. And then there was Latricia. I'd love a card if you have time. I have a few more minutes. And I had nothing else astrological to share with you at the moment anyway, so it's all good. Quick reminder, tomorrow morning I have a doctor's appointment. I will not be on air in the morning. I will try to check in with everybody though as I get home. And here and now, this is for you, Latricia. It was upside down. Here and now is card number 32, a 5, right? Lovely little egg house there. Let's see what it says. 32. The basic meaning of the card here and now is being fully present in the moment, living one day at a time. In protection might mean get grounded, girl. Whenever you find your mind drifting into the past, wondering if things could have or should have been better, or whenever you find yourself longing for the good old days, you leak power. The same is true of looking too far ahead and hoping the future will provide you with certainty. Driven by ambition, you might wander too long in a place with no substance and forget that you are here today. The past and future are illusions. Whenever you leave the present moment, you're disconnecting from your inherent power to manifest your reality with true substance. Neither past nor future can give you what you need. Now is all that counts. Come back from those eternities and be here now. All will be well, and miracles will appear as if by magic in the perfect timing of spirit. I always like to think of that as there is no breath in the past. There is no breath in the future. We breathe in the moment. So all we have, anywhere that you can breathe, is where your focus needs to be, and that's here in the now. So I hope that's helpful for you. Let's see. Debbie also wanted a reading, and somebody else just popped up and asked. Camille. Okay, so I'm going to do Debbie next, and then I'm going to do Camille. And then I'm going to be... Oh, Serena El Quazmi. First time watching. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. We enjoy seeing new faces here. You're definitely welcome, Latricia. I hope that really helps. So this is for Debbie Tibbetts Tumiel. And... Ooh, they're mixing up. It's funny. Sometimes they just pop out. Other times, one just sort of says me. And this one says me for you, Debbie. And it's between two worlds. And it is in protection. It is card number three. And card number three. We've had this one several times. It's always annoying to me when we get it. On one day I was doing a card reading, I got that card and one of the animal cards that also is like the flamingo, I think it was. Or maybe it's because this one has a flamingo. There's a card in the spirit animal deck that's also between two worlds. So annoying. Let's see what it says here. Essential meaning is transitions, not being quite out of one situation and fully engaged in another. Temporary blindness or a no man's land or no woman's land. The protection message, Debbie, says, be mindful of your expectations. This is not a time for guarantees. Things will not go exactly as you plan or dictate. Let go and see what spirit has in store. What takes hold in your life will be better than you can imagine. You know, this reminds me of something, Debbie. You're on your way someday this week, I think it is, to Oracle Palooza down in San Diego. And I have a feeling that things aren't going to go as planned, you know, that things are probably going to be somewhat mutable, changeable when you're down there in San Diego. So have fun with that. I think that's a fun way to be, right? Let go and see what spirit has in store. Just have fun, release, let it go. All right, Camille. Camille, this one is for you. I'm going to make a note real quick. Allison, spirit animal. And what I wrote, Allison, you'll be amused, is Allison Animal. You're an animal, Allison. Okay. Camille, you actually get the girl that's on the cover of the deck, right? And it's To Be Fair, number 38. However, it came out upside down. We have a lot of these this morning. And it is, To Be Fair sounds very Libran. Right? Sounds very Libra. It's the number 38, which is an 11. So it's about enlightenment and bringing more light to something. So let's see what that means. To Be Fair, card 38. Do-do-do-do. 38. There we go. The essential meaning of the card says balance, justice, a need to consider options, mutual benefit, and the law of cause and effect. In protection, it says, injustice and inequity are part of life, but they do not have to define your experience. This is a time when you may observe an injustice righted and fairly redressed. Perhaps you come to the rescue of someone else or are called to answer for a personal slight. You will be amazed by the sense of power that surges through you when you stand up for yourself and others. This card also indicates a good time to advocate for others who are less fortunate. Choose your cause and commit to it because you can make a difference. One thing is for certain, if fairness is your intention, the situation will be resolved for the highest good of all concerned through acts of kindness, empathy, and courage. I hope that helps for you. And I see things popping up and going by. I so love doing readings. I really, really do. I wish I could do that all the time. You're welcome, Latricia, Sarah, Serena. Everybody's saying welcome to you, Serena. I love that. Everybody, this is like a community. Allison, oh yes, Allison would like a spirit animal card. So I'm opening up my Colette Baron Reed, the spirit animals. I think all the cards are beautiful, aren't they? I agree, Camille. All the messages are beautiful. They make sense. They're timely. And, you know, you guys all have the ability to do these, you know, readings for yourself too. I think it's harder for us to trust when it comes from ourselves. I know I do. I don't struggle to tell you guys what's going on, but I struggle when I get a card for myself. You got Bobcat Spirit. Bobcat is beautiful. It says life is a mystery. And the card number is 8. Isn't that funny? No. Well, we had a second 8 today somewhere. So Bobcat Spirit was in protection. So let's take a look at what that means. 888. Oh, I opened right up to it. Life is a mystery. And Bobcat Spirit tells you this is not a time to reveal your deepest, most cherished dreams and desires to others, but rather a time to be quiet and gentle with yourself as truths begin to emerge in your awareness. Self-protection is called for, so be discerning, selective, and even secretive, revealing no more than is necessary. People have a way of imposing their opinions on you, so pay attention to whom you surround yourself with at this time. Be watchful and check your own motives as well as those of others as you keep your secrets to yourself for now, rather than expose them to those who may potentially misunderstand your intentions or may not be supportive. Let your logical mind take a rest as you start to perceive the energy of your environment. Bobcat Spirit wants you to be stealthy and wise and keep your own counsel. Let yourself be a mystery yet to be revealed. Ooh, that's about holding yourself in check. In human design, what I would relate that to is the throat center, where we just want to be able to express everything and tell everybody everything. But at times, it's about withholding what needs to be, what you want to say, because timing isn't correct yet. The right people aren't around you yet, or the right words haven't, you know, coalesced around whatever it is that you want to share. So I hope that's helpful for you, Allison. Good one. Irina would like an animal as well. Since I have it open, I will do that. And yeah. Irina. Okay, so settle down. It's like a pack of wild animals here. They all want to come out. If you guys want to, you can, you know, these decks are still available for purchase. You know, you just go to Amazon, or you can go to Colette Baron Reed's website. I got Canary for you, upside down. But isn't she a cute little bird with her little crown on? Sing your own song. Card number 12 is a 3. So 3 is the number of self-expression, and it happens to match up with the energy of the universal year, 12. So, oh, passed it. This is also in protection, so we'll read it in the protection message. Sing your own song. Are you suppressing your true voice? Perhaps trying to sing the song you think people want to hear instead of your own? You create a cage around your life when you express only what you think will help you fit in and get what you think you want. Are you hiding the real you, telling a safe story about yourself to others because you are afraid they will think you are too different if they knew the truth? Canary Spirit comes to help you express yourself in a more honest and authentic way. Yes, not everyone will agree with you. In fact, not everyone will want to hear your originality or accept your uniqueness. You must not give this a single care. There will be plenty of people, opportunities, and wonderful new experiences that arrive as if by magic once you open your own cage door and fly free. Canary Spirit is cheering for you and wants you to know you are safe and loved. Find your voice and have the courage to spread your wings and sing out loud. The world needs your true song. I love that one. Sing your song, Canary Spirit. All right. May I have an animal card, please, after Alice's reading, if there's time. I'm going to do two more card readings because now then I have work to get onto. So I'm going to do one for Jacqueline and Carmel. And Debbie, I did one for you, Debbie. Debbie, your card was the one that it was the wisdom of the oracle card that told you to do your own thing. Okay, so Jacqueline, what card did you want me to pull for you? I'm going to go to, no, she wants an animal card. Okay, good. So this is for Jacqueline. And Carmel, what card would you like to? You might be thinking about whether you want animal or the wisdom of the oracle. And Jacqueline, I don't know. They're sort of sliding around here. There's not a clear one yet. Otter. Otter spirit, you are never alone. Card number 42, which is a six. So otter spirit. So let's read otter. Last week when I was at the zoo in Seattle, there were baby otters that were born like May 20th or something. Teeny little things. They were so adorable. They were not out swimming yet. They were in a den, right? And you could peek into the den and that's about all you could see of them. Okay. So otter spirit says you are never alone. Like true friends, otters nurture each other and express their affection through touch. Actions such as holding hands and giving hugs offer reassurance, that we are never really alone and that we are always cherished. Otter spirit has appeared to remind you to experience and express friendship in a tangible and even tactile way. Communicate with your voice, your facial expressions, your gestures, and your actions, letting your love express itself beyond just the words you speak. Otter spirit's message is that presence matters. So remember to be fully present with those you care about, helping them sense the love and affection and appreciation you have for them. Now is the time for a joyful celebration of love in your life that expresses as friendship and companionship. Hug someone, touch their arm, or simply look into their eyes with your full attention, saying, I care, you matter. Make time for friendship. Otter Spirit promises that the moment you reach out, you will remember that you too have many who love and care about you. You are never alone, and you are always loved. Debbie, I just remembered what your card was. It was Flamingo that said Between the Worlds. And Carmel, Wisdom of the Oracle. Okay. So that was Otter for you, Jacqueline. Very beautiful card. Wisdom of the Oracle for Carmel. And then I'm done. And oh, holy cow. Oh, you weren't going to believe this one, Carmel. I don't know if you tuned in early with me this morning or if you just tuned in, but we've had this card now. This will be the third time, the second person, but it was also the card that we got yesterday. And it's called Round and Round in Protection. So when you look at this card here, it says round and round, and you see this picture of like a shell, right? And all of the chambers of the shell. It's card number 25. So let's see what that one says. Card 25 for you says, it would help if I had the right book. 25 in that deck was the elephant. I went, there's something not right here. Round and round, of course, is the essential meaning of the spiral quality of events when a lesson isn't quite integrated. Cycles you are challenged to break, revisiting a pattern from a new perspective. That's the general meaning of the card. In protection, it says, are you refusing to see your own personal responsibility for repeating lessons you don't need to relearn? You have to surrender now to the fact that you are the common denominator in all these repeat performances. Be happy, for this is a wonderful spot to be in. You can now see the cycles that you wish to exit. Once you figure out that you have the power to stop going round and round, you possess the key to your freedom. Be good to yourself. It's not about blame, but accountability. You can have the abundant life filled with love and prosperity that spirit so wants for you. Wow. This must be a message we all need to hear, because this one, like I said, has made its third appearance in 2 days here. So, wow, she just tuned in, so she didn't hear it before. So yesterday, Carmel, it was the card that we drew for the new moon. Today, we drew it for another person who wanted a reading, and then now for you. So the message is heard and received. So there we have it, guys. It's been a good morning. I hope everybody got something that they needed. You're all very welcome, and thank you so much for joining me here in the morning. Quick reminder, yesterday I posted up the information on the Change Your Life, Change Your Mind, Change Your Life Women's Summit. That is from June 11th through the 16th. Remember, it's a free summit. It's free for you to participate in. You can go to Living Astrology's website and you can get to the sign up place. It's again free, and it is changeyourlife.us. Okay, changeyourlife.us. No www in front of it. Somehow that messes it up and it goes to a different place. So changeyourlife.us. And I won't be with you in the morning, but I will join you later and let you know what kinds of things are going on for tomorrow. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great day. Mwah! Much love to everyone. Bye for now.